Good evening, welcome to tonight's meeting of Bethlehem City Council for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. Time is 7:14 in Town Hall. Would all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, if the clerk please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Present.
Mr. Cologne? Ms. Crampsey Smith?
Present.
Mr. Groan? Mr. Reynolds? Dr. Van Wert?
Present.
Mr. Walden?
Present. Our three missing council members previously informed me they would not be attending this evening for personal reasons. Would like to congratulate Mr. Cologne on his wedding. He was married this Saturday. And our very own mayor was the officiant of this ceremony. Mr. Reynolds is attending a reception for a award for the city's climate action plan in Pittsburgh. And it's a great honor, I think, for the city of Bethlehem to be recognized for its leading role on climate action. Seeking the approval of the minutes for September 21st. There's no comments from members of council. The minutes will stand approved. And before we start our agenda, the administration has requested that we remove Communication 6E, a contract that would be that they requested more time to do due diligence. So contract Communication 6F, pardon me, and Resolution 10E will be removed from tonight's agenda at the administration's request. We got a late start this evening due to a committee of the whole meeting that happened at 6 p.m. this evening where we discussed our five-year capital plan. Moving to public comment, I'll start with names signed up and then allow anyone else who'd like to make comment on any subject not being voted on this evening. Mr. Caratola will be our first speaker this evening, followed by Mr. Slingerland.
Hi, how you all doing? I'm Marty Caratola, 813 Lawford Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I'd like to be talking about peace, love, and world unity in our Christmas city. Of course, you haven't heard much about me running as a write-in for the mayor because I didn't do much campaigning. Instead, I was asked by the world, by a Wake Up, Rise Up, Live for Peace Foundation that was backed by the United Nations, and you can see on my website, to put together the Lehigh Valley stage. And I put some very good talent in there, two very national acts, and a few international ones, not just from the Lehigh Valley. I had Ezra Mohawk from Nashville, Tennessee, who won a lot of Grammys, and also I had Jade Starling open up the show from Pretty Poison, who had the hit Catch Me, I'm Falling, going to any nightclub and ask the DJ to play Catch Me, I'm Falling. Dance floor will get packed. From Duchesne, Pennsylvania, the twin brothers who were constables in Percy, the Jample brothers, they have a band called Crown of Roses. They were very, very well known back in the 80s. And from Virginia, West Virginia, Loretta Fish, who was the girl that was pardoned by Bill Clinton because she was wrongly done for somebody that she was with that was stealing drugs, and she gives speeches all over about not being involved with anybody who deals drugs. You know, not only illegal, they also cause violence. We need to, it's done here. My Facebook page, of course. My stage name is Jay Creed. You go on my Facebook page, it's jay.creed.75. The fifth post down is everything that I did for hosting it and all the performers that were on the Lehigh Valley stage. At the first one is my video that I put, you could tell I put a little bit of money in, quite a bit of money, in my song called The World Anthem, that I don't believe I wrote it. I believe God gave it to me. And I have expressed to many friends of mine, find any flaw in that video, performance-wise, video-wise, anything, I will give you my most expensive guitar. And I still have that thing open for anybody viewing this thing today. Look at it, give me constructive criticism on it. It's definitely of God. I think for world peace and unity, I think we need to have an organization of peace and world unity here in our Christmas city. And I have the Roxy Theater reserved for December 5th for the concert with everybody that was in that show. If the city would be behind it and front the money, all the money will go to the city, all the proceeds. We can charge less for it. We can charge $10,000. Well, the budget could be $10,000, or it could be a new meaning of 5 G's. It could be five grand. And I think we could still do it with just one national act, and maybe do another one a few months later. But peace concerts promoted by a city has never been done. We would be the first. If you all agree with this, we can make it happen. And also have people speaking about it throughout the concert briefly about world peace and unity, as we should do through all the schools to go against domestic violence, gun control, drugs, all things that add violence. We want to eliminate violence as much as we can in the Christmas city, because we need to be an example. So if you're bored with me on this, okay, all the proceeds will go towards the city. If not, I'll find an organization that the money will go for. I don't wish to make money off of anything involving my city. If I get elected as mayor, I will do everything I can, and I'm not after any kind of compensation. I'm not married, I got no kids that I know of, so the thing is I don't need to send my kids to Harvard, but I will do the best that I can. But I'm sure Willie Reynolds will do a great job as mayor, and I thank you very much. I'm Artie Curatola. God bless you all.
Thank you, Mr. Curatola. Mr. Slanon?
Good evening. My name is Scott Slingerland, 426 West North Street, representing CAT Coalition for Appropriate Transportation, 1935 West Broad Street. My main point for coming here tonight is to speak about the Broad Street Plan, which everybody discussed 2 weeks ago. And I believe that City Council endorsed the Broad Street Plan for traffic improvements. I'd like to say I'm very enthusiastic for this plan to improve traffic situation on Broad Street from Club Avenue to Stefco Boulevard. And I hope everybody can support that we want to create a more calm traffic environment in Bethlehem. The current traffic situation on Broad Street invites motorists to drive 40 to 45 miles an hour, and we know we have a radar gun that we use for studies, even though the speed limit is 35 miles an hour. If you look at other cities, by the way, Bethlehem has a Vision Zero policy, right? Other cities like Philadelphia and New York City have adopted a citywide speed limit of 25 miles an hour. I hope that this can be part of the plan as well. And for example, to cross Bethlehem from Club Ave to Main Street, you might lose a minute or two of time with a lower speed limit. But if you look at this Broad Street plan in its big picture, we're looking at, we want to create a more calm environment for traffic and for people who live here. Motorists disregard the responsibility to yield to pedestrians, like was discussed in the last committee about Union Boulevard and the Monocacy Way trail crossing. Pedestrians have a long distance to cross the Broad Street, Traffic noise deters businesses from thriving and deters residents from sleeping without soundproofing their windows. Many bicyclists are okay with riding on Broad Street, while others choose a parallel path, Market Street, Prospect, North. I choose a parallel street when I'm not in a hurry myself. And I'd like to speak, you know, for myself. I haven't owned a car in 10 years. I just moved to Bethlehem in earnest 2 years ago. Previous to that, I was biking from Easton pretty much 5 days a week, you know, with a number of different routes. And, you know, in the last 10 years, I've traveled pretty much mainly by bike, walking, with the bus. And I've done that by choice. I realize a lot of people don't have the choice. So any traffic calming that the city can do will help everyone. Let me just say, also living without a car has really enriched my life to connect with community. You know, I meet people who live in the woods, I meet people in suits, you know, City Hall. It's pretty amazing to connect, you know, to cross the paths of everybody. As an organization, CAP wants to see bicyclists who understand the rules of the road and follow traffic laws. We also want to see the best streets for bicyclists. I have biked on bike lanes in many cities, and their implementation is varied. The Broad Street Plan recommends bike lanes, and with that, CAT wants to make sure that they would be the best bike lanes possible. For example, minimizing turning conflicts at intersections, minimizing hazards such as standing water and debris on the edge of the road, which would probably be the middle of the bike lane. And so, in closing, I'd say this plan is an exciting concept, and we hope that the details come together down the road with funding, that kind of thing, that it could be a smooth ride for everyone, traffic calming, more people biking, walking, which should go along with the climate action plan, should be in the middle of it. And that's about it on the Broad Street plan. Thank you for supporting it. Last meeting, thank you to Darlene Heller and Ben Guthrie with the consultant who worked really hard on the plan. And one more quick side note, the connector trail of the South Bethlehem Green to Hellertown would be a huge benefit to the city, to the region as a connector. I hope that can find its way moving along, that the railroad can see the light to help out. And one more note on a pedestrian crossing that's really well, I think Lutheran Manor on Westgate Drive up by Muhlenberg Hospital is a great example how we can have a good high visibility crosswalks and pedestrian safety that people can cross the street comfortably and with ease. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Flutterott. Is there anyone else tonight who'd like to make comment on any subject not being voted on this evening?
I got
Mr. Shire? Yes, sir, you'll be on deck unless you want to race down before Mr. Shire gets up.
I'm not quite sure if this is...
Step up to the microphone, please, and if you can give your name and address, and then you can proceed with your comments to council with a five-minute time limit. Thank you.
Okay. My name is George Kimball.
You can pull that down towards you.
Yeah, it's a little bit too... I'm too loud with it. Too close to me.
You'll have to pass Mr. Intellis' desk. He's our audio...
My name is George Kimball. I live at 645 Main Street in Bethlehem.
We hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
I've got pictures of the parking lot on Walnut Street. And the parking lot on Walnut Street is in really disrepair. And if I could give the pictures to the then I'll explain each picture as we go on.
Go ahead.
That be
yes.
All right?
Yes, sir. You'd like to hand them to me? I'll pass them along, sir.
I got enough for all, most
okay.
of you.
Okay. I just want to be sensitive to your time on the clock.
At here. A time.
I'll take them if you want to proceed with your comments, and I'll pass them down. Thank you.
All right. This one. These pictures show, the first one shows what you receive when you go into the parking lot on Walnut Street. It's a piece of paper, and all you do, there's nothing on it except when you come into the parking lot, and when you leave, you just shine it, wave it there to the barcode, and that's how you pay. But there's no information on it about what happens if your car is damaged in the parking lot. The second picture that I got is the repairs that's being done in the parking lot. What you see is the steel rebar, and it's all rotted out. They're taking small pieces of it, maybe 5 or 6 foot pieces, and they are replacing them. But the rebar has two layers, the top layer and the bottom layer. In the pictures you can see the bottom layers are all rotted out. There's nothing left of them. The rebar is what keeps the concrete from breaking apart, gives strength to the concrete. The next picture is the steel beams that's holding up the ceiling. You can see how rusted out they are. This rust didn't happen overnight. This rust had been going on for a long time. The way they're repairing that concrete with the rebar that's rusted out is they got a wheelbarrow and a couple of bags of quickset that they're mixing in a wheelbarrow and pouring into the hole. I gave these pictures to the mayor's office. I gave them to the building inspector. I got another picture with the steel beams rusting on top of the cars. The cars are underneath it. And when they get wet with dampness or whatever, it goes down and it lands on the car. But the last picture I got is of a door, an exit door, and it's missing the panic bar. This is an exit door, no panic bar. Do you know what a panic bar does? You hit the panic bar, it releases the lock, so you can open up the door. That's an exit door. That's the way the maintenance is being done on that Walnut Street parking lot. But they get away with it because they have a statement that says that they are not responsible for any damage done to a car. What they're talking about is if someone comes in, you take your car, you park your car, somebody comes along, he doesn't like the way you park your car, he breaks your window. The parking authority is not responsible for that man breaking your window. But they are responsible if they know before you even park in the parking lot that the beams are rusted and the drip from the beams is going to go on your car and it's going to do damage to your car. But you can't sue them. You can't get your money. But I feel that you can, because they know beforehand that when you park in the parking authority, your car will be damaged if you park underneath one of those beams. The way they're repairing it, this is, you know, I don't know if you drive in the parking lot, the Walnut Street parking lot, but that's unsafe. The way they're repairing the concrete, that's great for a sidewalk, but it's not for a parking lot where you have cars daily driving back and forth over those spots. There was two apartments that were built in Florida. Identical builds. One was taken care of maintenance-wise, and the building is fine. The other one, they didn't do the maintenance on it. And what happened to it? There was a swimming pool that was leaking water into the basement. The water got into the concrete, rusted out the rebar, and when it rusts, it expands. It broke the concrete apart. I don't know if you saw pictures at the time, but it had chunks of concrete off of the columns. Those columns gave out, and the building pancaked, and they lost the building. They came through about a year ago, and they had to weld pieces of steel on the steel columns because they were all rotting out.
Mr. Kimball, I'd ask if you could wrap up your remarks, please.
All right. Well, I tried to find out who the engineer was and what his recommendations was, because all that steel beams should have been painted. If you go underneath any underpass or any bridge, all the steel is painted. In those pictures, that steel is not painted. They never went and protected the steel. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
That's it.
Mr. Shire?
Yep.
Bill Shire, 1898 Avenue. I have another modest proposal tonight. A couple of years ago, Mr. Callahan brought up the subject of these little cars with manual transmissions driven by young men who have some sort of aftermarket device that makes them, everybody know that they're there. They sound like a hot rod or a sports car or something. And Chief DeLisio at the time said these were aftermarket devices and were legal. They seem to be reproducing. I see more and more of them all the time. In fact, the other day there was three of them, one right after the other, going up Eaton Avenue. Maybe it was a mini rally or something. It's a quality of life issue. Could even be a health issue. There is one car that is an order of magnitude louder than all the others, and I happened to be on the sidewalk at the time, and it really made me jump. And even if they don't cause any heart attacks, it is quality of life issue to have to endure that gratuitous noise. I mean, I often put my fingers to my ears if I'm out walking. So it's not something apparently that the city can deal with, but I'd like to propose a resolution to our representatives in Harrisburg. The resolution would encourage those Republicans in Harrisburg to do something useful instead of trying to undo the election all the time. And just to, maybe it's something to be handled at the state level, that's what I'm thinking of. But like I say, it's a modest proposal, but I believe something worth doing and something hopefully to think about. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shire. Are there any other members of the public who would like to make comment on any subject not being voted on this evening? Moving to second public comment on any resolution or ordinance on tonight's agenda. No one had previously signed up to speak. Is there anyone who'd like to speak on any resolution or ordinance to be voted on tonight's agenda? Seeing none, moving on to communications, communication 6A.
A memorandum from Sandra Stidell, Director of Purchasing, with an attached list of vehicles that will be placed for sale in an online auction to be held within 60 days.
If council has no objections to the proposed list, the items can be added to the online auction. Council would like to discuss a specific item. This that list, we can remove an item and discuss it at the November 3rd meeting. Would any member of council like to discuss an item on that list? Seeing none, we will forward that list to auction. Communication 6B.
A memorandum from Michael Alcohol, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with Uri Construction, Inc., general contractor for the Rogers Street facility construction. The term is 180 days and the cost is $1,547,052, and there are no renewals.
Resolution 10A is on the agenda. Communication 6C.
A memorandum from City Solicitor William Leeson with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement for the 2021 Christmas City Village Christmas Huts on Main Street. From October 25th, 21 to January 7th, 2022, the permittee is Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce by its Downtown Bethlehem Association. The covered premises Main Street is the Main Street sidewalk right away in front of 531 Main Street and city property along Main Street adjacent to the Moravian and Blacksmith shop.
Resolution 10B is on the agenda. Communication 6D.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with Univar USA, Inc. for purchase of hydrofluosilic acid for the city filtration plant. The term runs from December 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2022. The cost is $37,149. There's an option to renew the contract for three additional one-year terms where the unit price is negotiable. If exercised, the options would equal $148,596.
Resolution 10C is on the agenda. Communication 6E.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with JCI Jones Chemicals, Inc. for purchase of gas chlorine for the filtration plant. The term runs from December 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2022. The cost is $187,550. There's an option to renew for three additional one-year terms where the unit price is negotiable. If exercised, total estimated additional amount would be $750,200.
Resolution 10D is on the agenda. Communication 6F.
The item was removed from the agenda.
Oh, pardon me, thank you. Communication 6G.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending contract with Univar USA, Inc. for purchase of sodium hydroxide for the city filtration plant. The term runs from December 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2022. The cost is $161,626. There's an option to renew for three additional one-year terms where the unit price is negotiable. If exercised, the total estimated additional amount would be $646,504.
Resolution 10F is on the agenda. Communication 6H.
A memorandum from Edward Boscola, Director of Water and Sewer Resources, recommending a contract with USA Elco LLC for purchase of liquid aluminum sulfate for the city filtration plant. The term runs from December 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2022. The cost is $54,380.80. There's an option to renew the contract for three additional one-year terms where the unit price is negotiable. If exercised, total estimated additional amount would be $217,523.
Resolution 10G is on the agenda. Reports. I have no reports this evening. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Administrative Order Number 32. I hereby reappoint Lee Snyder, 2651 Main Street, Bethlehem, to Code Board of Appeals. Appointments effective through October 2024.
The resolution to confirm is sponsored by Dr. Van Wert and Ms. Cramsey Smith.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye.
Passes 4-0.
Thank you. I hereby reappoint Thomas C. Niggins, 620 High Street, Bethlehem, to the Civil Service Board. This appointment is effective through October 2025.
The resolution to confirm is sponsored by Dr. Van Wert and Ms. Cramsey Smith.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 4-0.
Thank you. Administrative Order 34. I hereby reappoint Donna Taggart, 801 Evans Street, Bethlehem, to the Bethlehem Revitalization and Improvement Authority, BREA. This appointment is effective through October 2026.
The resolution to confirm is sponsored by Dr. Van Wert and Ms. Cramsey Smith.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 4-0.
That's my report, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had a committee of the whole meeting this evening at 6 p.m. to discuss the 2022 through 2026 capital improvement program. The meeting was for informational purposes only, and there were no votes. Ordinances for final passage this evening. Ordinance 8A.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2021 General Fund Budget. Bill 28-2021 is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Walder.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert.
Aye.
Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Mr. Walder.
Aye. Passes 4-0. Ordinance 8B.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh, Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2021 Community Development Block Grant Budget. Bill 30-2021 is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Walder.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert.
Aye.
Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Mr. Walder.
Aye. Passes 4-0. We have no new ordinances this evening. Resolutions. Resolution 10A.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller under such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with URID Construction, Inc., General Contractor for the Rogers Street Facility Construction. Resolution is sponsored by Dr. Van Wert and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert.
Aye.
Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Mr. Walder.
Aye. Passes 4-0. Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller under such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce by its Downtown Bethlehem Association for the 2021 Christmas City Village Christmas Huts on Main Street. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Van Wert and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert.
Aye.
Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Mr. Walder.
Aye. Passes 4-0. Resolution 10C.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller under such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Univar USA, Inc. for purchase of hydrofluorosilic acid for the city filtration plant. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Van Wert and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert. Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Mr. Walder.
Aye. Passes 4-0. Resolution 10D.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller under such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with JCI Jones Chemicals, Inc. for the purchase of gas chlorine. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Van Wert and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert.
Aye.
Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Mr. Walden.
Aye. Passes 4-0. Resolution 10E.
It was deleted from the agenda.
Resolution 10F.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the Mayor and the Controller under such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with Univar USA, Inc. for purchase of sodium hydroxide. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Van Wert and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert.
Aye.
Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Mr. Walden.
Aye. Passes 4-0. Resolution 10G.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller under such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute an agreement with USA Elco LLC for purchase of liquid aluminum sulfate. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Van Wert and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert.
Aye.
Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Mr. Walden.
Aye. Passes 4-0. Resolution 10H.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby granted for 14 West Church Street to paint their home and garage and re-roof the garage. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Van Wert and Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert.
Aye.
Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Mr. Walder.
Aye. Passes 4-0. Resolution 10I.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby denied for 415 High Street to replace an existing wood fence with a vinyl PVC fence. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Gramsci Smith and Mr. Walder.
Discussion? We don't often get denials from the HARB on subjects for 10I and 10J. I would agree with their assessment that both of these applications are inappropriate for the historic district. As a note to members of council, or if you are in favor of the recommendation from HARB to deny the application, a vote of aye would be in conjunction with the denial. So that would send that request back to the property owner and applicant to reconsider their application. Clear. Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Gramsci Smith.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert.
Aye.
Mr. Callahan.
Aye.
Mr. Walder.
Aye. Passes 4-0. Resolution 10J.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby denied for 232 East Wall Street to replace 11 windows. The resolution is sponsored by Ms. Cramsey Smith and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 4-0. New business? We will need to reschedule our next council meeting, which was scheduled for Tuesday, November 2nd, which is the election day, to Wednesday, November 3rd. But we will accept a motion in a second to reschedule the first council meeting in November to Wednesday, November 3rd at 7 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 4-0. The first city council meeting in November has been rescheduled to Wednesday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in Town Hall. Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm thrilled to announce that Bethlehem has been selected to participate in a national housing solution workshops. The New York University or NYU Furman Center Housing Solutions Lab, ABT Associates, and the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy recently announced that 5 localities have been selected to participate in the Housing Solutions Workshop throughout the country, a program that helps smaller mid-sized communities develop and implement comprehensive local housing strategies. The selections include Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Gallatin County, Montana, Huntsville, Alabama, Kalamazoo County, Michigan, and Pasco, Washington. Senior officials from key housing agencies and regional partners in these communities will take part in a series of virtual sessions led by prominent housing experts and researchers. There is innovation and energy coming from small and mid-sized places to address housing affordability and other critical housing challenges, said Martha Galvitz, Executive Director of the Housing Solutions Lab. The Housing Solutions Workshop will help connect and coordinate these efforts both within participating communities and among a national group of peers dealing with similar challenges. And this is very important. Please note, between 1960 and 2016, the national median income rose by 11% in real terms, while the real value of median gross rent rose by 80%. Research shows that the growing rent burden on American households has real consequences. More stable, affordable housing is associated with better outcomes related to health, education, and earnings. Local governments have a major role to play in addressing this affordability crisis, yet in contrast to the broad network of advocates, think tanks, and researchers focused on federal housing policy, only a handful of organizations focus on helping local governments develop more effective local housing strategies. Moreover, large cities often dominate the conversations about local housing, even though 85 million people live in cities between 50,000 and 500,000 people. The selected communities were chosen through following a national call for applications that generated a number of competitive applications. The process included written submissions as well as an interview round with applicants who were ultimately selected to build a cohort of communities at similar stages of the planning process and representing a broad national geography. The workshop will begin on October 25th and run through November 18th. The Housing Solutions Workshop will provide technical assistance, peer learning opportunities, and policy guidance for all of these challenges, leveraging the extensive resources available on the local housing solutions. The Bethlehem delegation will consist of Tina Roseberry and Alicia Carner from the Community Economic Development Office, Willie Reynolds and Grace Cramsey Smith from City Council, Mark Ritter from the New Bethany, and Alan Jennings, the former Executive Director of Community Action Committee, Lehigh Valley. I want to thank and commend our Community Economic Development Office staff, especially Tina Roseberry and Alicia Carter, for their efforts in applying for this program. Because of them, we now have the opportunity to collaborate with other cities across the country, as well as receive input from highly skilled housing experts that will assist us in developing a comprehensive housing strategy for our city, so we can work towards a truly inclusive Bethlehem. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cramsey Smith. Any other new business from members of council? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you for joining us. Have a good evening.